It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for June 1st of 2026. Over the weekend, the corporate media went ballistic when it was revealed that Maine Progressive Democratic Senate candidate Graham Plantner sexted some adult women in the early days of his marriage a few years ago. Now, Graham's wife, Amy Geithner, recorded a video after the story broke saying the couple went through counseling to deal with their marital issues, which I'm guessing a good number of American marriages have gone through similar counseling and have had similar issues, and that not every marriage in America is perfect and smooth. Or maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, this news has brought the corporate centrist Democratic establishment, you know, who are part of the Epstein class, out of hiding because they are demanding Plantner step aside and they want him to be replaced by another ineffectual, unexciting, and let's keep the status quo kind of candidate, you know, those candidates who continue to lose in elections. So this has led many Democratic Party insiders to contact their buddies in the corporate Beltway press who regurgitate their lines about the dangers of Graham Plantner, but to also talk about the dangers of Dr. Abdullah Syed, you know, the progressive populist in Michigan who's the front runner in Michigan's Democratic Senate race. Now, there's been no story of wrongdoing or sexting by El Syed, and he's led an exemplary career in public health leadership in both Detroit and Wayne County. But that didn't stop the establishment Democrats to lump Dr. Abdul with Plantner in their overall goal to usurp the will of working-class Democratic and independent voters. Here was Washington Post reporter Marianne Sotomayor spewing the concerns that she was hearing from so-called Democratic Party insiders about Dr. Abdul's campaign on CNN's Inside Politics.
Michigan, a non-Schumer candidate comes forward, particularly Abdul El-Sayed, then we could potentially lose a state that we currently have the majority in. Mm-hmm. And that is a problem. Does that mean at the end of the day in November, if, let's say, the Senate gets so close to flipping, Democrats in particular, flipping the majority, but they lose it because of these more unconventional, authentic candidates? I have heard already that people are very worried of that potential outcome.
I'm not sure what the real concerns are supposed to be, other than, I guess, establishment figures hate the fact that El Sayed is speaking straight to the people without using loser Democratic Party consultants, you know, those guys who get paid quite handsomely to lose elections. Now, I must say, I'm told that Michigan's other Democratic senator, Alyssa Sokin, a self-professed serious person, a self-professed moderate, is the safer kind of candidate Michigan Democrats should trust, like Sokin clone Congresswoman and Miss AIPAC Haley Stevens. Although, to be fair, Sokin's a far better speaker and more human-like than Haley Stevens. Now, I've talked about Sokin's weak campaign, which nearly lost to the clownish Florida Mike Rogers back in 2024, and I talked about a number of her anti-working votes and pro-cryptocurrency oligarch legacy, but I just want to focus on one vote and one vote alone, and that was Alyssa Sokin's vote to confirm Kristi Noem, the now former head of Homeland Security. Now, Kristi Noem cosplayed as Homeland Security Chief by always wearing those ridiculous costumes while she was using her position to direct government contracts to companies with personal ties to the Trump regime. And again, who says government doesn't create jobs or wealth, right? But even more, due to Kristi Noem's leadership at the behest of Dear Leader Trump and the vomit-inducing White House advisor Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem oversaw the ICE Gestapo as it ran through the streets of America, rounding up people who didn't look American, separating families, and imprisoning and disappearing people without due process. ICE also killed those it tried to arrest at times, and others have died in ICE concentration camps, including at one concentration camp in Baldwin, Michigan. ICE also killed protesters Renee Good and Alex Preddy in cold blood in American streets, and nothing's been done to make those responsible face any kind of trial. I remind everyone of those facts because Alyssa Sokin voted to confirm Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Chief. I wonder how Sokin sleeps at night knowing how her vote helped lead to the deaths of those two fine Americans, not to mention how it led to the ICE Gestapo and ICE concentration camps. Yet I'm told Senator Alyssa Sokin's a serious person, so serious that party insiders are telling the corporate media that she might just run for president. On what? Who's asking for Alyssa Sokin anywhere? I haven't seen anybody clamoring for Alyssa Sokin, and that's the point. These corporate Democratic Party insiders contact their buddies inside the D.C. political media elite world and tell them to go on TV and trash progressives like Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed and to trash them as many times as possible. You see, these corporate Democratic Party insiders were never about the working class, nor did they ever truly want to represent the working class. They only wanted to represent themselves, and they only wanted to ensure that they get their milquetoast pro-corporate, anti-worker, and pro-genocidal candidates in office so that way they'd be able to keep their jobs. And that's the sickest part. They're going after popular progressive populist candidates like Dr. Abdul because, you see, his authenticity and devotion to helping improve the lives of working-class Michiganders and all Americans while also balancing the obscene, unbalanced American economy is something they view as a true threat to the party elites. They see a working class that's waking up to the fact that they've been screwed, can't get ahead, are paying higher prices, and are getting sicker thanks to both the Trump regime and a Democratic Party elite who enables it. And these party elites would rather see Mike Rogers win that Senate race than a true progressive fighter and a working class fighter like Dr. Abdul. You can see I'm right about that. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.